Yeah, just briefly, I do think it's a good idea if at some point we do talk about that process that happens when a call comes in and we respond and things like that. I know from previous conversations we've had that, you know, the different times when we necessarily call Northampton County Mental Health or how that process goes or how sometimes we call and we respond and then the person's not necessarily breaking a law, and then it becomes a situation where we want to get involved, but we don't necessarily, like those type of kind of like complicated real world situations that I think police departments face. I think that there is a lot of education there that is needed. And, you know, we have not, you know, asked Dr. Cott to do that. And I mean, obviously we've had a very productive 2 hours, but I think either public safety committee meeting or maybe during the budget, probably a public safety committee meeting where it would allow us as a council and also the community to get an understanding of kind of what goes on in that kind of process of a call would be worthwhile. And I also think that there's been a lot of confusion as well, I think, about what, you know, the city is able to do on a local level versus what is state law. So I think that there's a lot of layers here that can continue to be talked about. And once again, I don't believe that we asked Dr. Cott to do that directly, but I do think that's an important part of the conversation because as we talked about, you know, everything here is important tonight, but at the same time, we do need to go through, you know, publicly at some point, what our kind of processes are to respond to calls, because that is the thing that's on the mind of a lot of people in the community when they see what happens in other areas. Not that they necessarily believe that those situations have gone on in Bethlehem before, but there's a lot of curiosity about, like, how do we do this? Like, what are the limitations? And I think Mr. Colon had said it before, is like, change takes time sometimes, but what we really need is we need information so we understand that when different issues come up in the future, you know, what is it that maybe we need to find more funding for? Or what is something that we need to advocate for more funding for at a county or state level or whatever it might be? So I do think it's a good idea that we have that conversation at some point, whether or not it's a public safety committee meeting that's more just kind of centered on how the police responds. But I do think there's a lot of curiosity in the community and unanswered questions there. Thank you, Mr. Aldridge.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.